He's no Governator, but the man who honed the direct sales model was in Toronto last week. We've got 10 minutes with Michael Dell, directly from IT Business Out Loud.
This podcast has been brought to you by IBM. Check out our IT Optimization to Meet Business Goals white paper and learn how new technologies can support innovative business strategies. Go to ibm.com/CIO.
Bloomberg News, can you tell me why the direct model isn't good enough anymore? The second question is, do you intend
to... Who told you that?
Hi, this is IT Business Out Loud. I'm Shane Schick. It seemed like Governor Arnold was everywhere last week on his whirlwind Canadian tour, but for IT folks, Michael Dell was the real celebrity attraction. Just before announcing earnings that beat analyst expectations and laying off nearly 10,000 employees, the direct sales king put aside a half hour to discuss his company's entry into the channel.
Well, let me kind of explain what we're doing here. Dell has, in the last 10 years, grown from roughly a $5 billion company to roughly a $60 billion company. And the bulk of that has been using this direct model. But as I've kind of described to our teams that kind of reach out, direct model was a real revolution in the computer industry, but it's not a religion. And so we can do other things. In fact, in the United States, we have a fairly large, several billion dollar business with solution providers and partners. We have some retail partnerships around the world in other countries. And we're going to expand the number of places and ways that people can buy our products. So direct's going to grow, channels are going to grow, I think they can all grow. So that's kind of the way we see it.
And then the analyst question?
We'll be announcing our earnings tomorrow. If you want, if you have any other questions about our earnings or any other investor relations activities, I would encourage you to contact our investor relations department.
Michael, Gordon Pittman, Golden Mail. What was the moment you decided you'd have to sort of, if not blow up the model, at least amend it severely as a direct model? What was there a crystallizing moment in which made you decide to do that?
Again, in the U.S., we have a several billion dollar business that has been going on for quite some time using solution providers and partners. And it's pretty apparent to us that that's a business that can continue to grow. Also, if I look at our consumer business, in the last 5-6 years, it's a business that's grown tremendously. I believe that more people will go online and buy computers 5 years from now than do today. Probably not that debatable statement. But I also believe that Dell has one of the most powerful brands in the industry. We've got some incredibly exciting consumer products coming in the second half of this year. And the combination of Dell in those channels, I think you'll see a pretty broad expansion of channels for Dell. Plus, Dell online, Dell on the phone, available to customers using a wide variety of methods will allow us to reach out to many more customers.
There wasn't one moment?
I don't think there was a particular... So was there a particular moment where it all came to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Michael, Paul Donegal from CDN. Are you willing to say today that you're going to move a significant portion of your direct business to an account to the channel? Because a lot of the top channel providers in the U.S. and Canada have said until that day happens, there will still be mistrust between Dell and the channel.
You know, I've had a number of discussions with some of our very good channel partners today, in existing partners. And what I believe is that the best channel partners know that they add value to the relationship, and they add value to the customers that they serve that's unique and long-lasting. and that's exactly what they should be doing. That's why they're successful partners, and that's why they're successful kind of solution providers. Make no mistake, Dell is going to continue to sell directly to customers and going to sell to partners. But oh, by the way, that's kind of what our competitors do as well. So there's not necessarily a dramatic difference in how Dell is now thinking about the channel versus other competitors.
That was Michael Dell, founder and CEO of Dell Inc. But we'll give the last word to one of our readers who emailed in response to our online story about the Dell move. Like we friggin' care. I was a VAR channel manager for Computerland from 1985 to 88, long, long before Dell became famous. This is just same old, same old. Tell us something we don't know. Looks like Michael Dell finally learned something the rest of us figured out 20 years ago. And then he says something rude. For everyone at IT Business Out Loud, I'm Shane Schick. Thanks for listening.